viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, vieni, gol, a gol, a gol, a gol, a gol!
Lomu! Oh, oh! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross, e questo vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to bowl an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Come on, Lisa from France. Come on, New Zealand.
See?
Also,
Lisa from France.
Lisa from France.
Is
how
that
are
my
you?
Title?
Lisa
good.
From France.
Good, very good.
Well, today. I could have said Lisa Boudet, but that's the same. It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know if people would have picked up. Your accent's pretty good, though.
Is it?
Congratulations.
I'm just good at reading. Great at reading. Ask John.
Lisa, we're covering something which is probably kind of dear to the French. Cheese rolling. Is this something that is...
As it turns out, it's not at all
it's
from
not,
France.
It's not.
But we could do that. We could do that. We've got the mountains.
Fromage.
And yeah, that's still very
Boom
good.
Boom baguette, wow. Jambon, fromage.
What about that?
That's very good.
That was,
I relied
good,
on that phrase.
Like 12-year-old French boy.
When I lived in France, that was basically the one thing I knew.
That's good. That would...
At least I didn't go hungry.
No, but
yeah,
did you know
you
that to tell everyone that you're from New Zealand immediately? Otherwise, they assume you're from England.
Just
say
the one thing over and over and over and over again.
In an English, New Zealand accent, hopefully.
I don't know if we can pick up the difference, really. Oh, maybe.
Anyway. So many sports. And today, what are we talking
cheese.
About? Cheese
so
rolling.
So we're talking about cheese rolling, which
this
is funny because when you go on the internet and you type in, weird sports, as I've done quite a few times, I have to say, for this segment, cheese rolling keeps on appearing. And I've always said, I'm not going to talk about
and
cheese rolling because it's not really a sport. And then you said, oh, we should do that. Fair enough.
I do believe a couple of years back, I think it was the year after he got caught with ecstasy. And
I was going to say
and
that.
The year that he got...
New Zealander of the year,
which was the year after he got caught with the ecstasy, which is why I love New Zealand. I can't remember a damn thing, and it's mint. But I think Mark Ellis, an All Black, won this one year.
He did, actually, in 2004. He did. He won the cheese, because it turns out the prize is the cheese. That's about all you get. And the glory, I suppose, as well. But
it's
really,
so
it's all about
watching
the
people
cheese.
Fall down the hill in slow motion.
Yeah, it's really impressive. Maybe, I mean, it's quite visual, so I don't know if that would work really well on radio. But basically...
Explain it.
Okay, so basically you've got 20-plus people rolling down a hill. The hill is like a 1 to 2 gradient, so it's like 50%.
Yeah.
Elevation, or I don't actually know how that works, but
it looks
it's really, really, really steep.
It looks cow trodden as well, like this, hoof marks and shit.
Yeah, it's like a grazing patch.
Oh, so it's
really.
20 at a time.
Yeah, pretty much. They just all go together. But basically, if you think of like
cheese rolls, about the size of a human head, and they roll it down there, and then all the humans go shortly after it, right?
Exactly. That cheese roll is about 3 to 4 kilos. It's a big wheel. It's hard cheese as well.
It looks so mad.
It was kind of dangerous, actually, the cheese. So they had, for safety reason, they had to stop using a real cheese and start using a foam imitation
cheese would get
of
a bit
the
rogue
cheese.
And take someone out.
Also, the cheese would roll down at a speed of sometimes up to 100 kilometer per hour, which is quite impressive, which is much faster than what people could
what
roll
is
down
better
the
than
hill.
The actual falling down the hill is watching people try and stretch someone off a hill with that kind of gradient.
People's dedication to the sport is ridiculous. They're basically throwing themselves down the hill and basically falling down the hill just as fast as you can run.
What are the injury rates on this, do you know?
Very impressive. There's been a few I don't have numbers, but there's been a few races that have actually been cancelled because of the injury rate. I think there was one race in the late 90s where 33 people actually got injured.
Shit.
Yeah. So they just decided to cancel the last one. But yeah, they have three male races and one female race, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And yeah, it's basically impossible to not roll down.
Yeah.
Even if you're not even trying to run.
Humanness.
Even if you're not trying to run, it's really hard to not at least slide down.
There's a lot of butt sliding.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of butt sliding. It seems like it's fine,
but you're not going
but
really
when
fast.
When you flip over, there's a rugby team at the bottom that tackles people as well.
That's actually literally people that play rugby that are being selected specifically because they know how to tackle people and they're not afraid to tackle people. And
to
that's,
stop them from rolling?
So I have to explain. This is called Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling Competition. It happens on Cooper's Hill, which is part of a little village called Brockworth, which is in Gloucestershire, in the southwest of England.
Wow, your English accent's really good.
I know, I'm trying really hard. And originally, it was really just for the people of the village, and then it grew in popularity to the point where actually in 2010, they said that they would have to introduce an entrance fee, and they would have to like put fences and kind of gates around, which created a lot of backlash, and they had to cancel the 2011.
Oh, for the locals getting a bit toey.
Exactly. Yeah. But then it carried on, and it's kind of okay now.
Has anyone died?
No, no one's ever died.
No, are you sure?
It's crazy, I know.
Is it because everyone's a bit pissed?
I don't know.
It looks like,
because they wait for quite a bit at the top of the hill, and there's a lot of smoking and drinking and, you know, that kind of stuff happening up there.
There's a video from the event that Lisa was talking about. You can just Google multiple injuries at the 2019 cheese rolling contest in the UK.
Woo-wee,
and let me tell you what, the video is crazy.
Well, just seeing those people doing multiple flips in a row down the hill looks really gnarly. And people, there's a lot of like...
There's no graceful way to do this.
Definitely not. But there's a lot of broken ankles and like, you know, open wounds that require stitches and that kind of stuff. But it seems no major injuries, actually. I'm quite surprised no one's like been knocked out and
someone should like make
problems.
Some pants with like a bobsled attached to them or something and just...
I think that would kind of defeat the purpose. Because the rule is actually not to catch the cheese. It's just to be the first one to make it to the bottom of the hill.
What
and
does
then
the cheese
once
do?
You go past...
Showing you run the way to the bottom of the hill.
Exactly. If you can catch it, that's great. And I think because it's a
human.
Now that it's a foam one, it's actually easier to catch. It probably actually rolls slower than a proper hard one.
Ooh, you're a purist. You're a cheese rolling purist.
I just assume that foam is a bit lighter than like dense cheese, so it would probably roll not as fast. But I don't know, maybe my science.
Oh, there's like a kiddie
correct.
One as well.
So now is there an actual official overall New Zealand cheese rolling championships, or are they just sort of small events?
That's not a hill. There's a bung little hill. John's pulled up some footage.
This is New Zealand 2008.
That's not steep enough, mate.
Is it? I think there's like competitions in Dunedin. I don't know if it's official or not. You know, in like that really steep hill in Dunedin where they throw stuff and they run down as well. I think that's quite a thing that they do on a regular basis. You could definitely do it in New Zealand though. We definitely have the hills to do that. And we probably could come
hills,
up with the cheese anyway. So that here's an idea. But the origin of this thing actually stems probably from a pagan ritual.
Rad.
Because it always happens around
rad.
Always happens during, they have this bank holiday in the UK for beginning of spring, sort of. And so it's thought to be a pagan ritual for like end of winter, fertility, kind of like throwing things down a hill.
Boy, everyone.
Has been something that's
check
been
your
going
cheese,
on.
Might be time to check cheese. Let's go for a run down the hill.
Yeah, so these guys were like, well, we've got cheese, so we'll just throw that down the road. And this is what happened. I don't know. They're making gestures.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell John to check text machine just in case we have a text there. I'm sure we need to get a good signal for that.
Also, the BBC, was that BBC? I think it was BBC that did a short, like 30-minute documentary. So this guy decides to enter the race, and he's a journalist, so he's obviously not going to do very well during the race. And spoiler alert, he really doesn't do very well. But he just goes to talk to a lot of people that are partaking, the people, the organisers. And it's actually quite interesting to see people's motivation behind throwing themselves down a steep hill to potentially catch a cheese.
We have had a couple of texts in. Someone said cornhole rolling, perhaps.
One day. Maybe you should create that game, and then we can talk about it.
The bones of the English snap easily.
Ooh.
Well,
shit.
It doesn't seem
that
like it,
heavy.
To be honest.
That was heavy.
And perhaps they should do some yoga to limber up at the top of the hill.
I think that's the yoga is in the activity. Eh? I feel like some people will get in some pretty heavy scorpion situations where their body could never even stretch to that place, but they got there.
You know? I've just been flicking through videos of English versus New Zealand cheese rolling, and our pastures are smooth and gentle, and the hill that they do it on in the UK is rugged and pockmarked. looks like it's had cattle and sheep on it.
What I like about this...
And it's far steeper.
It's a sport steeped in tradition, to the point where we know that it's wrong, but it's the tradition is keeping it going. That's what I love about it.
That's true, actually. It's,
things like that are both mint and scary.
Yeah. So I'm sure we could do the equivalent in New Zealand, though. We could find a grazing field that would be completely demolished.
I think John's just found a corgi racing thing.
Corgi racing and cheese rolling.
The queen would be proud.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. There's a lot of these kind of corny things happening out there, which we could do as well. I don't know. Do you guys want to hear about like proper sports?
Yeah, give us a quick what's going on in the world of sports for the local people.
Good results from the under-20 men's football team. They're currently doing the World Cup in Poland, I think.
Okay.
And
this always happens though. We're good at like up to 20,
and then we're kind of like, just gets a bit, yeah.
We just ran out of cash. I think we ran out of cash.
They'll make it to the knockout stages. This is still the group stages, okay. But they won their first two games, which enables them to be first of their group, and then that means go into knockout stages, which is a really good performance. It's actually the third time in a row that the under 20 team. Reaches the knockout stages.
Who's coaching that team, eh? Let's sort that out.
I don't actually know.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
but they're doing really well this year.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
But every other time they've always stopped at that first stage of the knockout stage. So hopefully this time they do better. They seem to be doing pretty well. So yeah.
Nice one, lads.
And then we've got some canoe sprint.
Oh, World Lisa Cup. Carrington just kicking ass as
per. Just kicking asses again.
Is it called the canoe though?
Oh, she's doing kayak, right?
Yeah,
kayak. Yeah, she's doing K1 and then K2 and then K4, right. for which she has won 3 gold medals.
She's speedy. Hopefully she'll win some more gold medals for us at the Olympics.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What does the K stand for, though? Not canoe.
Kayak?
It can't. There you go. It's good.
Yeah, we said that just before.
Yeah,
but you
I was
can...
confused. I was like, it's just because it's traditional kind of.
It's called the Canoe Sprint Championship.
Is it?
World Championship. I don't know why they don't say everything, but this is what it's called. But yeah, so she won on by herself on 200 meters and 500 meters, and then she won as part of a 4-person team.
She's a beast. She's a beast.
Yeah, you know, I've told you guys, I see her like
out on the water
every week,
getting coffee
where I work, and every time I don't see her, I know that she must be competing somewhere, and then she does that.
Off winning some world titles.
Yeah.
You guys should hang out.
You should say hi to her from us as well.
You could be like, oh, my name's Lisa. And she's like, that's fucking buzzy. I've got to go in here. I've got to roast some stuff.
So awkward, though, just coming up to people and be like, oh, I'm your biggest fan. You're doing so well. Congratulations. Maybe I'll just, you know, free coffee. That's about the extent of what I can do.
Yeah, no, that's it.
But yeah, so she's doing really well, and that's looking good for
actually,
the Olympics.
Leave her alone, actually.
I know. Yeah, I think she appreciates that. Anyway. What else is there? The football as well. The girls, we talked about it last week, and they had lost pretty poorly to the USA in a warm-up game, and then they won that last game against Mexico.
They beat Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, and so they won 2-1, and so that's pretty good. They're playing England 2nd of June, so in a few days, and then they'll play Wales as well, and then they have their first real game of the World Cup on the 12th of June. So let's see how they do in the next couple of games. But right that must help boosting confidence.
Yeah, it's New Zealand football is having a little crack at it.
Yeah.
It would appear.
I know. Doing pretty well, actually.
If I have children, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, but they're definitely playing soccer and not rugby.
What about golf?
Rugby will fuck you up. No, it's not a team sport, man. You want the team.
Does it have to be team sport?
You want the camaraderie that you get in a team sport. It is really rad.
Okay.
You know, having to rely on other people and that sort of aspect teaches
you a lot.
What
about basketball? Because basketball is definitely getting really big in New Zealand.
I think you can actually get quite gnarly out there, though, in basketball. Eh? They get a little bit...
No ice hockey, then?
Too much contact there. Have you watched ice hockey? Even the people that are really good at it just randomly fall over.
But as
How
a parent...
How am I ever going to be
as a parent, very exciting to watch.
You reckon? Wouldn't you be scared a little bit?
Well, hopefully your kid has got good pads on.
Just make another one.
Speaking of ice hockey, actually, the New Zealand Ice Hockey League has started.
We're not talking about cricket, Sam.
You can talk about it next time. Everybody knows what happened in the cricket. We did really well. But Ice Hockey League actually is starting. There's two teams in Auckland, Botany Swarms and the West Auckland Emeralds. Mm-hmm. And they're doing pretty decent. Well, they just started. The Botany Swarms haven't actually started yet. But what do you mean? They're not only playing. It's not the Auckland league. Okay. It's the New Zealand league. And then you actually have social ice hockey as well, for those of you who would want to play ice hockey. There's a backyard and a front yard social league in Auckland, so you can do that. I'll try and talk about it a little bit more sometime. That'd be good.
Hey, thank you very much, Lisa.
All good.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes.
Persigue el balón al centro, sabe, sí, 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 no. El balón le cae a Toto, Toto intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de André.
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.